You're all caught up with Carrie and Tommy, so now's the time to think about breaking free from your home loan and planning your great escape to MeBank. See how much you could save with their lowest ever variable rate at mebank.com.au. Credit criteria, terms, conditions, fees and charges apply.
Oh yeah, it is Australia. Welcome to Monday, Carrie Bickmore.
Oh, I missed you all. How are we?
We're good. How are you, Tommy Little?
I don't know. I'm a bit confused.
Oh, okay. Why?
Well, I'm...
A bit early in the week to be confused.
No, I've had the whole weekend to stew on it.
Oh.
Yeah. And I Sonda wants me to tell you what I did, but I don't think I should.
She's giving you the thumbs
Absolutely,
up.
Absolutely, you should.
So I'm really bored. And so it's meant
in
that
life?
And so it's meant that I've started doing things just to try and make it a bit more exciting.
Okay.
Anyway, do you remember who gave me their email address?
Oh
my God. The comedian? The international superstar.
Yeah.
What did you do?
I emailed her.
What did you say?
I'll tell you next.
Oh, my God. Did she reply?
I'll tell you next.
That's what a tease is, and that is coming up after this.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is taking a turn I didn't want it to take.
Why?
Because I wanted to do a discussion about being a bit bored and finding something new to kind of motivate me and excite me outside of work.
Yeah.
And now Sonda's hijacked it because I said something in passing to her and she now wants to make it all about
No, because I think this is all about the same thing. The reason you're bored is you don't know how to just exist without all the craziness in your life. You don't know how to just be. And a perfect example of that is on the weekend when you were just being, you couldn't cope with it. So you thought you'd email a megastar comedian from overseas just to spice up your weekend.
Well... I was watching her. So David Letterman has a series called My Next Guest Needs No Introduction.
Yeah.
So it's like you know, Kanye West and Barack Obama and stuff. And she did one.
Yeah.
And I watched it and she's just awesome.
She is.
She's so great.
Just to recap everyone, if you don't know the history of Tommy and Tiffany Haddish, this is when Tiffany was on the show a few months ago.
Wait a minute, do he got kids?
No, no, Tiffany, no.
Oh, Tiffany, no, Tiffany don't do doesn't.
This. You don't have kids?
No,
you
can do this. Tiffany, go for your life.
Tiffany, I don't want to brag, but I don't have kids, a wife, or chlamydia.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Well, my phone number is
Tiffany. No, 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 Tiffany.
We love you both. Kevin Hart, Tiffany Haddish, thank you so much for coming.
You said you love me.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much.
Don't say that to him because he's very keen and you will regret it.
Really? Does his breath stink or something?
No.
Do you know how to play rugby?
Okay. Yep. I'm sorry.
And surf. I can surf. I can teach
you
how to surf.
Oh, you can surf? I surf too. Email me at...
Okay, done.
Little did she know by doing that you would actually email.
Well, because then I emailed her then and she wrote back, but I still don't know if it's
a fake account. So you emailed her at the time and she just wrote back what?
It was just a joke.
Right. Okay, so you've emailed her. What did you email her this weekend? Oh, God. What did you write?
I don't want to talk about this.
We want
this
you to.
This is the other thing I want. I want to.
We've got to talk about your boredom later. This is far more interesting.
I offered her gardening help.
What?
So.
Did she mention that on the Letterman interview?
She spends half the Letterman interview gardening. And I said, if you ever need gardening help, I offer a very reasonable rate. I have no qualifications, but I make up for it with enthusiasm. Anyway, I hope you've been well and sending you some love from down under.
Good song.
Yep.
Coast to coast, New York.
So, yeah. No.
And her response has been?
Hey, Tommy.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. She did write back.
Yeah, she wrote back.
What did she say?
No.
What did she say?
She said, you're really sweet and thank you and I'll take you up on that offer, Tiff.
Okay.
Yeah, but...
So when are you going to go do some gardening?
This is not what this is about.
This is exactly what this is about.
I wanted
to talk
about...
you're not bored anymore, are you? So there's no point in talking about being bored.
I absolutely am bored.
Yeah, how can you be bored when you're getting a message back from Tiffany that says she'll take you up on the offer?
That could be a 70-year-old man in the subcontinent sitting there writing back to me.
You can't get the violins out and play My Life Is So Boring after you've just read that.
Oh, mate. I'm still bored. Can we do calls on things that will make me not bored?
But nothing's going to make you not bored because you don't know how to just be. I've told you that.
Let's put it out there.
13, you can't 10, even 16. Just spend a night at home on your own watching normal free-to-air TV.
Well, I did do exactly that. I just happened to message the person that was on the TV.
Because you got bored doing that.
No, just because I thought...
Life can't always be with people. You don't like your own company. You got to learn to like your own company, mate.
That is so boring. I'm so boring by myself.
I know, but you need to learn
Don't say
like
I know.
That.
You're not meant to agree. I want an extra challenge. I want something that's not...
dating.
If you take the eternal... Yep.
Looking for the love of your life and having children.
Take that out. Yeah. And I want something that's not partying. I want something that's...
But you know life is just a bit repetitive.
That's so boring.
No, but that's life. That's the joy of life.
Surely there's someone out there that has a solution that they've felt like this as well. They've gone, at the moment, I just feel a bit like a rat on the wheel that's going
the same
thing.
You want to take up Zumba or something. Is that what you're saying?
I just want to lock in a challenge or something. So the run would be great, right?
The points pinnacle.
Yes, but running sucks.
Why is that not a laugh for
because
you?
Because running up hills is horrible.
Yes.
And so I want something that's like a bit more fun than that. Give us a call, 131060.
Like a cooking class or something.
See, these are good ideas. Something like that. Quick, bit more. Head out of the studio, get on the phone, call in, 131060. What's fun
All right.
in life?
131060, give us a call, help Tommy out.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And I'm bored and we're trying to fix it on 131060.
You're bored of your life.
Yes.
So you're texting mega superstar comedians.
I'm just in a bit of a... I just need something new. I love work and that's great.
Mm.
I just need something new.
And probably active. You like to be physical.
Sure.
Let's see what Sarah's suggestion is. Sarah, what do you think Tommy needs to do?
Well, I think Tommy actually needs to do one of those things that you guys keep mentioning on the whiteboard with the camping and the swimming.
Oh, our whiteboard of ideas that we never get to. Yeah.
You mean the famous ideas, Tommy can't swim and Tommy's scared of camping.
That's been up there since the 8th of the 5th that says next to it. So, I mean, there's no time like now to start ticking those things off, Tommy.
Oh, there's not only Tommy can't swim, there's also Tommy won't swim, which I believe is related to Tommy can't swim.
There's Carrie painting. Maybe we could do a few of these things.
But I can teach you how to swim if you need
can
to.
Can you? Hey, Sarah, how long, so I'm actually a really bad swimmer, how long would it take me to get to the point where I can swim the Rottnest Island swim?
Probably about like maybe 2 weeks if you're really dedicated.
Sorry?
What do you mean?
Like, you know, just to get practice, get used to being in the water.
Sarah, that's just not true.
Sorry, Sarah, but you're drunk and we're going to have to let you go.
2 weeks, that's the best response you've ever heard.
2 weeks?
I was thinking 2 years.
It's 20K, isn't it? In open
Please
water.
Please do more than 2 weeks before you jump in with the shark.
I think Sarah's trying to kill me. Let's go to Joe. Joe, what can I do?
Hi, Tommy. It's Joe from Wagga Wagga. I think you should get yourself a couple of Kelpie dogs, and as soon as you get home, they want you to go running, they want to go swimming in the dam, and they're just looking at you to get out, and you'll never be bored again.
And Joe, he really wants a kid. You really want a kid.
So
this could be what you need.
I could still have a kid and a Kelpie, because I've got 2 children and 2 Kelpies.
Joe, I absolutely love the idea, and I love dogs. The problem is I'm away every weekend.
Oh, well... Yes. No, that won't work then.
Do you have a partner, Joe?
I do, yep. I've been married for 26 years.
Oh, I thought that could be a way of getting the kid, the Kelpie dogs and the partner done all in one go.
Yeah.
Oh, just hook up with Joe.
But Joe's got her happily ever after. We're still finding Tommy's Joe.
Okay.
We'll get there.
If that has a change, Joe, give us a call back. let's go to Rebecca from Brisbane. What should I do, Beck?
I think you just need a PlayStation at home and get on and have a chat to all us gamers.
So I've got a PlayStation and I downloaded, I played a bit of Fortnite and then I got worried that I was wasting my life.
Well,
and so now I'm doing nothing.
You've got nothing else to do. Get on the mat, have a chat.
Beck, don't you ever feel like, though, after your game, because I used to love gaming, but then I found that I have quite an addictive personality, and so I would start playing a lot. And then I just found days going by, and I was just doing nothing but gaming.
Well, you've got to have a job too, and then it makes a difference.
Yes, this is true. So are you gaming heaps?
Just in no time. I've got nothing better to do.
Yeah, okay. Well, if you want, you could try emailing celebrities. I found that that's worked filled my nights.
Should we finish off with Darlene?
Sure.
Darlene, what's your suggestion? What should Tommy do?
Okay, so this is a bit of a two-edged sword here. This is going to help Tommy, but it's also going to help me.
Mm-hmm.
So Tommy needs to jump on a plane and come to Hervey Bay.
Yes.
Nice part of the world.
I live by the beach, but I actually did my back-in gardening on the weekend. So yes. I've got my house on the market and I need to get my garden done.
I mean, you did say you were bored.
Darlene... I think I'd rather do nothing.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Carrie and Tommy across the country. First day on board for MeBank. Thanks for sponsoring us, guys. You can break free from your existing home loan and switch to MeBank to see how much you could save. All the details at mebank.com.au.
Did
you know that 25% of mortgage holders in Australia don't even know what interest rate they're paying?
No.
They're paying even?
So
not even playing with it. They're paying it.
They're not playing with it. Sometimes they'll find out what it is.
Someone else is playing with it.
You're playing with it. Then you can compare and save over at MeBank. And then you've got cash, cash, cash. And maybe years off your mortgage at the end. How good.
Awesome.
What's coming up on the show? Because
well, I got up to something in a bathroom at a party on the weekend.
Is this the thing you told me about before with the 7-iron and the ice cube?
I will tell you. I don't know what you're talking about.
Not that thing. Because that was not friendly on air content.
All right. Who knows what it will be. But Carrie was up to something in a bathroom and we'll find out very soon.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Over to the UK, yeah, where... a young lady won $1 million, right, in the lotto.
Uh-huh.
And that's not the bit I'm interested in. I'm interested in how she's gone on to make her second million.
What?
Because it's one of the strangest. Well, I don't know if it's strange, but I just didn't know
she
there was this type of money.
She invested it wisely.
Well, she did.
Her first million.
Because you know what she invested it in?
What?
Some fake assets. She
okay.
got enlarge,
mm-hmm.
and she then has used that to set up a profile where 1,500 subscribers pay £30 a month just to see her profile fully clothed, just pictures of her, and then there is an extra.
Fully clothed.
So you're paying
just to see some nice images of her. Lovely.
She just goes
woman.
There's some photos okay. of me. Yep, like Facebook sure. somehow, but she's made people. Pay for it, okay. right?
How many people are doing it?
And she's got 1,500 subscribers doing that. And then for an additional £50, you can get, as you can imagine.
Gosh, it's not much more money to get that.
No, if you're gonna invest, you may as well go the whole hog, right? She's set to make her second million off that.
Amazing.
And it got me thinking, I wonder how weird some of these side hustles are. Because I once went out with a girl who sold pictures of her feet to people.
For $1 million?
No, she certainly didn't make $1 million.
Oh.
$4 and a Snickers bar. No, she got the highest amount of money
she got. Had to have a full, like...
No, her body wasn't in it.
It was just her feet.
And that's why she was
her
fine
feet,
with it.
Like a certain type of
There are just people that are into that.
How did she discover this? Is a thing
because
she could
they
do.
Got in contact with her. On Instagram, they get in contact and say, hey, can I buy
like
pictures
your
of your feet? Yeah.
That's just so gross.
Did I tell you about the socks thing?
No.
$2,500.
What?
She got sent socks. She had to wear them for a week and send them back.
I remember
and she got
this.
She
had to wear them around the person while worn socks.
Yes.
$2,500.
Isn't it fascinating?
I mean, $2,500 is a lot of money, though.
Would you do it?
Just to wear some socks around.
Would you do it?
I mean, I wear socks every day.
So Creepo, if you're listening.
No.
No?
No, it's like Belle. Belle had a side hustle for a while.
Belle, what was your weird side hustle?
So while I was at uni, I did babysitting, but that was $25 an hour.
That's not the side hustle.
There was another side hustle.
Different story, Belle.
Belle, I reckon you should have just gone straight to the weird side hustle.
Okay.
We didn't ask you what are all your side hustles.
Tell us all your jobs over the
well,
years, Belle.
Well, first of all, I'm a radio producer on the Carrie and Tommy show, which goes nationally around the country on the Hit Network.
Okay, so for $50 an hour, I could do this market research thing where I wore this cap that had been soaked in saline and they put it on my head and I would watch TV shows and they would, like, watch my brain activity or something.
Would they?
I'd have
they
to, like,
weren't
tee
doing
it up.
That.
No.
I'd have to tee it up. With
and was it one guy wearing a week old socks?
No, there are a few of us.
What, you'd all sit together in a room with your wet caps on watching TV?
Yeah, watch a TV show.
What would they make you watch?
It was usually just things like Home and Away or like any sort of TV shows that are on. And then I told my dad about it and I was banned.
Belle, was it all cute girls doing it?
Maybe it was mostly cute girls, but
was there any guys?
Yeah, there were guys. Yeah, cute guys.
Okay. I remember when I was in uni, I wanted to do market research, and I like applied to an ad in a newspaper, and I rocked up. I had to drive 45 minutes out of town in Perth, and I rocked up to this really broken down old house with this ute out the front. And I got to the front door, and something in my gut was like, "No, you're not going in." And I turned around and left. And I always think, what was happening in that house?
Market research.
I don't think so.
Belle was sitting in there with a saline cap on. I was a St. George dragon.
What's that mean?
The St. George like bank their dragon. I would walk around with a dragon suit on. But the other guy who did it was a smoker and it stunk and kids used to step on my tail. It was awful. Anyway, this is what we're
talking
about.
Actually, Waleed Ali was a mascot.
Oh, yes, he was the
Richmond Tiger.
Tiger's
mascot.
Yeah. Give us a call. 131060, weirdest side hustles. We'd love to hear from you.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Side hustles. If you've made money in a weird way by a side hustle, get involved. Give us a call. 131060, that's our number.
I mean, to be fair, there's not a lot of random people calling with random jobs. It's mostly people just responding to weirdos on the internet.
Yeah, but that's fun side hustles.
I don't know.
I told you, I
knew someone
who
feel uncomfortable.
Who sent pictures of their feet, and then our producer Annabelle, she told us that she did babysitting, and then actually got on topic, which was her weird side hustle of wearing a saline cap while she watched TV to monitor her brain activity.
Cheyenne, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
What weird things going down on your Instagram?
So I sell my used dirty shoes to men.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
And how much are you selling your shoes for?
Well, it depends on, you know, brands and what they are and whatnot. But last week I sold 3 pairs of flats for $500.
Wow. You know exactly what they're doing with them.
I don't understand.
What do you mean?
How? Why? What? They're, I feel like them. Now that... yeah, I get it. Yeah. I feel like the mum in me is now concerned. I don't like it.
You know what I'm learning about guys with foot fetishes?
What?
They're rich. Like,
what, because they've got all this cash to spend on shoes and socks?
I'm never going to trust a man in a suit again. I'll be like, stop buying people's old shoes, you sicko.
Do you not think it's weird?
Yeah, of course I think it's weird. I mean, but also, everyone do, as long as you're not hurting anybody.
I know, but that's...
Do what you want.
That's what worries
it's
me.
It's great. Cheyenne, how long have you been doing this for?
3 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Oh, fresh.
It's a new
side
hustle.
You're new to
the
game. This is great. Hey, Cheyenne, you know what you could do to really up the your how much money you're making is go to an op shop, just buy all these shoes that aren't yours, that are really cheap, and just say that they're yours and sell them on like they're yours.
I've actually thought about this. I'm actually in cahoots with my neighbour because she's broke as hell as well. So we're kind of helping each other in this situation. And she's actually gone to the op shop to get shoes.
That is so good, Cheyenne.
That's the mind of a businesswoman there.
Yes.
Yeah. Is
the $500, is that your first sale?
Yes, that was.
And is there like a community you can sign up to? Like, do you say to that guy, hey, tell your mates I've got more shoes?
I'm not sure how it works.
You've really just got to get your foot in the door, I guess, Cheyenne.
Good one. Literally, yes.
Okay.
What about Claudia? Claudia, what are you getting up to?
So this is more of like a one-time side hustle. I got approached on Instagram because I, in my bio it says how tall I am, and it's ridiculously tall. I'm 6'2". Right. And I got approached, and this guy wanted photos of me just fully clothed. Just underneath a door frame, just to prove how tall I was. I made about.
What do you mean? How much? A grand?
Yeah.
That's great.
To stand underneath a door frame?
Yeah, I still don't really comprehend it myself, but.
Oh, don't think about it too hard, Claudia.
Don't think about it. I love Claudia. Are we going on? Yeah? We've got a Hunter. Hunter, what do you do?
G'day, guys. I actually am a nude cleaner on the side.
And are people paying you for this, or is it just are you doing it?
I wouldn't get nude for free, that's for sure.
Wow. How much are you getting paid
to clean? What's the bit you add on top for being nude?
So So what actually happened, I started out and I was selling my soul, for lack of a better term, for a lot cheaper at $50 an hour. Right. And then it actually went up to $300 per hour. A lot of the clientele there, women who aren't really getting what they want from their relationships, so when their partner's away in the mines or whatnot, I'd actually go out there and do a lot of the nude cleaning.
Yeah. I because you know how this is.
Can we just end on Dan? Dan, save me. Tell me that you're making your money in a normal way.
I don't know. I wouldn't call it normal, but I got paid. I was good.
Yeah. What was it, Dan?
I used to know this chick, and she had this weird obsession with fingernails. And, like, not her own. Like, everyone says it's disgusting, but everyone bites their fingernails and stuff. But she would sit there and bite someone else's fingernails for them.
And then pay them?
Well, one day she was like, if you cut your fingernails, will you keep them for me? And I was like...
Oh, my God.
Okay, I was a bit weird. How much do you pay me? She's like, $50, but it's got to be like a whole set. I was like,
oh, said, don't go jibbing me.
Like, no, why would I pay $50 for a full set?
At the nail salon,
that's not what it's for. Yes.
After a couple of times, though, there was one that was like broken, and she was like, no, I'm not paying $50. It's $25 if they're broken.
I used to sit there
like a loser in my bathroom, cutting my nails, making sure that they were still shaped like a fingernail so I could get $50.
I mean, you say you're sitting there like a loser. Spare a thought for Hunter, who was doing the same thing but in the full nude.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little with Husey and Ed Cavalli in to drive you home this afternoon at 4:30.
Now, while you were having a boring weekend, as you keep telling me, you're bored in your life.
Weekend was fun. I'm just bored in general.
I had a great weekend.
What did you do?
I had a friend's 50th in Byron, a gorgeous friend, and it was very, very exciting. And Byron, who doesn't like being in Byron, right? Anyway, we were just about to get on the plane. Kid-free weekend.
Yes.
Made it even more exciting.
Ooh.
Yeah. About to get on the plane on Friday, and Chris says to me, you know this thing's black tie, yeah? And I was like, what do you mean? And I said, the 50th. And he was like, yeah, it's black tie. And I was like, I don't have any black tie. And so then we spent a lot of time discussing what constitutes black tie. In the meantime,
what do you mean?
Well, for a woman, is that cocktail dress or does it have to be full length? For a guy, it's easy. You just wear a tux.
Yeah. Because it's the only dress code that I understand. I find cocktail real tough to.
For a guy, yeah.
I don't know whether that means you wear a tie or you don't wear a tie. It has to be colour.
But black tie for a woman's a bit trickier.
Why? Anyway. So what are the options?
Oh, well, just whether you wear a cocktail dress or a full length. Anyway, I didn't have a lot of options because I found out so late. So I grabbed a dress, just a black dress that I had in my cupboard and I haven't worn it in many years.
Great. So versatile, I find.
A little black just number. A little black Every dress. Girl needs a little black dress
I mean,
in their
if
wardrobe.
If you accessorize and chuck some heels on, you
That's
can
what
wear
I did.
It almost anywhere.
Anyway. So I get there and I get to this event and I'm very glad that I'm wearing my black tie number because everybody is wearing their black tie number.
Right.
Except for one person.
One person.
One person who, like me, assumed a 50th in Byron would probably be a caftan affair, a floaty affair.
See, I would have thought it would aim for those blokes in white linen shirts that
exactly.
you really want to slap.
No, don't be like that.
If you're wearing a white flowing linen shirt... I don't want to hang out with you.
I will make you wear one of those at some point in our life. No, I had a dress that I was going to wear and it would have fitted in very well with what this chap was wearing because this chap.
What was this chap wearing?
This chap was wearing...
Christopher, have a look at what this chap's wearing. We're all here in our black tie and this chap's wearing something ridiculous.
This chap was lovely, but he was a little
bit underdressed.
Chap.
Was he?
He obviously hadn't read the dress code and was wearing more of a floral Indonesian-esque style.
This chap's got straight off a plane from Bali and thinks it's still okay to wear sarong and doesn't realise he looks like an absolute sex pest.
Anyway, I felt so bad because the
whole this chap,
the whole night, this chap's quite well known, and this
is
whole
he?
Night,
is this chap famous?
He was wearing his Indonesian shirt.
How famous is this chap?
Oh, he's quite famous.
Okay.
While all of us are wearing our black tie outfit, and then my black tie outfit, which didn't fit because I hadn't tried it on before we got on the plane, I was in the middle of having a great chat to, Julie Bishop.
Well, I don't.
Former foreign minister.
Yes.
And I looked down and my bits were hanging out.
Sorry?
And the split of my black dress had decided as I sat down to split right up to my navel.
Oh, you accidentally wore your swingers dress to the black
tie. Chris said to me, babe, close your legs. And then I was talking
to... First time he's ever said that.
to Julie and her gorgeous partner with my... So then I had to. I've always wondered what anyone has an amenity. You know, the little in their amenity kit, the little sewing kit that's when you're at hotels.
Yes.
Thinking no one's sewing anything.
Yeah.
Well, I was. And there I was in the bathroom trying to sew up my bits.
You did.
While the chap was out there in his internship.
You didn't think of asking the chap if he could borrow his sarong.
Anyway, it made me realise how often you rock up to something and you're just not dressed in the right. You haven't read the dress code. You're either overdressed, you're underdressed.
Much rather be underdressed than overdressed.
Would you?
Yeah.
No. He would disagree with you.
The chap
would definitely have rather been overdressed.
Should we get him on the phone?
Oh, look, I think he's a busy man.
Is he?
Yeah.
What's he doing?
Actually, not so much anymore.
All right. 13, 10, 60.
Run-ins with Julie Bishop.
No. Julie was awesome, actually. She was up for a great night. I want to know is...
You know Julie Bishop.
I want to know when you've rocked up, because it's so embarrassing you get there, and it's when you get there that you go, what?
So if Julie Bishop was there,
she was
I reckon there's
tie.
A chance that this chap might also be in politics.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
When did you get the dress code wrong?
Oh, can't we guess who the chap is?
No,
give
you
us
can't.
A call, 131060.
No, you can't.
Let's play Guess the
you're
Chap.
Not
chatting about when did you get the dress code wrong. We'll tell you calls after this.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We're talking about when you rocked up to a party wearing the wrong get-up because I went to a gorgeous friend's 50th on the weekend and I only just read at the last minute that it was black tie. Otherwise, I was planning on being there in a long Byron Bay caftan.
Oh, a Camilla caftan.
And in the end, I ended up wearing a black dress I had pre-baby that I didn't fit into, split it and ended up sewing it in the bathrooms. I also, when I was at this event, noticed an older chap who hadn't got the message it was black tie.
Yes. What was that chap wearing?
And he was wearing more of like a floral Indonesian shirt attire.
Mm.
So I want to know, Cindy, when did you rock up in the wrong get-up?
Oh, I'm cringing. When I was 18, I went to my first Halloween party and I arrived at the party and looked around and people were in sexy maid uniform, sexy police officer, sexy nurse, and I had dressed up as Freddy Krueger.
Oh, that's
but and see, you're the fun one there, Cindy.
Yeah.
Well,
and
the party
sexy
was on Helm Street, so it made sense.
It did.
Cindy, was it a sexy Freddy Krueger?
No, I had gelatin and cornflakes dripping from my face.
Why does everything with Halloween have to go sexy?
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know, right?
I think, yeah, I don't know. Cindy, do you want to play Guess the Chap?
No, don't guess the chap. We're not guessing the chap. Okay. Not here to humiliate anyone.
No, okay? I'm not humiliating anyone.
We're not guessing the chap.
I think
Rachel, when did you rock up in the wrong get-up?
I'm here to guess the chap.
Rachel.
Rachel.
Is not about the chap.
Rachel, welcome to Guess the Chap. who would you like to guess?
I reckon it was Tony Abbott because he's probably not too busy anymore and he would totally wear one of those shirts.
Oh, that's not a bad guess.
It was quite a nice shirt, I should point out.
And because we've already heard, as Carrie just so casually said, you know Julie Bishop. And so she was there.
Well, I thought you'd know it because Julie, you like going to the races. Julie goes to the races.
I have had a drink with her at the races.
Yes, exactly. Yes. That's why I thought you might have known her. It wasn't just a random.
Back to the guest of chat. Yep. Was it?
I think we've got to take Sarah's call. No, it wasn't Tony Abbott, Rachel. Sarah.
Oh, it wasn't Tony Abbott. Rachel,
well,
No, I believe you can guess the chap.
You're not guessing the chap.
Three guesses.
Yes.
Rachel, who would you like to guess?
No, I'm not going to answer this.
Malcolm Campbell.
I'm not answering anything. Sarah.
That's weird because you answered
Sarah,
Tony Abbott.
I
said
you're not playing the game anymore.
You said no to Tony Abbott.
When have you rocked up in the wrong get-up?
This one.
Hey,
are you there, Sarah?
I rocked up. Yeah, I'm here. My mum was a recently new teacher and she got invited to a social gathering, just a fellow teacher's house party. She found out that it was Mexican themed, so me, my dad, my mum, and our Chinese exchange student rocked up full Mexican, contrary hats, eyeliner, and moustaches and beards, and with full on grog. And then we rock up, and it's literally Mexican themed food.
That's so fun. You've got such a good family,
that's
Sarah.
That's a fun
isn't
family.
It?
Oh, seriously.
Yeah.
What was the exchange student thinking?
She was so worried about it. She did not want to dress up, and we told her it's an Australian custom. If there's a costume party, you can't dress up. As soon as she walked in the door, she was taking off her poncho, trying to rub off her eyeliner.
Sarah, just before we let you go,
no,
would
you're
you like
not
to
guessing
guess
the chat. We're going. Fuzzy, we're done.
Guess the chat, Sarah.
No, we're
Sarah,
should we go
idea?
Back to Rachel's guess and see if we can get an answer for the one that she suggested?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hughie and Ed Cavalli for the drive home, and they're next to drive you home.
Good on you, Buzz. Weird side hustles we were talking earlier.
Yeah, I was listening to some of the callers, yes. And it reminded me that my wife, Tiffany Hall, tiffxo.com, she gets a lot of dudes on the internet asking her for things.
And I feel like tiffxo.com leads to, I feel like X and O leads to suggesting.
Three X's. Does. Three X's would.
Yeah. Anything with X in it.
The O soft. No, not anything, Hughie.
No, it's cute. XO. It's like a kiss and a hug.
You put Tiff and X together and you're thinking...
You need but then you've got the O as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, but that's just
I don't know what the O is.
They'll hug you as well.
The O is a hug.
They'll hug you as well.
OMG. So what if there was a Tiff X OMG? That would be good, wouldn't it? Well, Tiff X OMG.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll do that. But anyway, the most recent one she got sent was a gentleman who was offering... he wanted her to, as soon as she finished working out, he wanted her to send him the clothes, that just take the clothes off as they're sweaty and just send them straight to him.
It's just so gross.
Why? Yeah. And I was like, do it. And because he was going to pay. And
how much was he going to pay for that?
Well, that's a good question. We didn't get that far because she's like, that's weird. I'm like,
I think it would take off. I think she should do it.
Do you?
And she could outsource
like,
that as well.
Like,
she could just go
nice.
On.
No,
that's
like,
something that TFX OMG would do, definitely.
No, she could go on the street and just hand those clothes out to anyone. So you just run around here and just give them back to me.
Because
he's not going to know whether it's sweat or not.
No, he needed a photograph of her work because post workout and then sent to him.
It's just all gross.
What's wrong
right
with it? Why? Why?
You know what I find strange about this? Hughie is like, she should do it. She should do it quite quickly, which made me
think he's the guy requesting.
Yeah, Hughie, have you requested? The clothes?
No, but I can see. You can see a gap in the market. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's supply and demand, and I can see the demand. And you know,
I don't mind it. I think I'd be all right because we have a friend, all three of us, Tommy and Hughie and myself, a young man, and the man that you know, Carrie, who is currently engaged with a couple of foot people on the internet.
Ash Williams.
Well, that's. That feels
that
specific.
That was the first person I thought of, too. So.
He loved the shout-out, mate. He wants to be mentioned on radio.
All right, well, if you're
what's he doing? So he's engaged to who?
No, just if you're foot dudes get him to send in photographs of his feet in various stages. And
are they actually his feet, though? Or
yeah,
they
absolutely.
But he doesn't get paid. He doesn't get paid for any gigs. He always says he does and he doesn't.
Well, maybe you're right. Maybe
for contra?
He told me once he was doing an underwear shoot and he wasn't getting paid, but he thought it would lead to more work.
Yeah.
And he ended up getting nude. There was no underwear.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
That happened to Hughie on a pool in Perth, didn't it? Didn't that happen to you on a pool in Perth, Hughie?
I was there. Absolutely well-documented story where I was answered an ad in the paper, Labour Requires Work, and I turned up and they wanted a model. And, I got my $10 an hour, I can tell you, so.
$10 an hour, I don't know modelling rates, but it doesn't seem like it's at the high end.
When was that, the 70s?
That was 1993, so, you know.
Oh, so $10 is worth at least $11 now.
Not bad, man. That's Perth dollars, too.
Legs 11, that's all right.
But it happens in increments, you know. You start off, can we have you with your shirt off, and then we have you with your pants off, can you have you lying on the lilo? Do we need the underwear?
Maybe that's what Tommy needs because Tommy told us earlier in the show quite sincerely that he's bored in his life.
Well, guys, I'm taking all this on board and I'm just registering the domain name TommyXO.com. So
do it.
TommyXOMG.
So much cash there for you, Tommy.
I reckon that is about done us for today. Hughie with Ed Cavalli up next to drive you home. Have a great afternoon, everyone.
Bye.
See you guys.
Thanks for switching on the Carrie and Tommy Catch Up podcast. Switch your home loan to MeBank and you could save with their lowest ever variable home loan rate. Check it out at mebank.com.au. Credit criteria, terms, conditions, fees and charges apply.